Wowzers.
Yeah, that's it from Mohamudzi, your part-time Scottish.
Before you go, by the way, the ABSA and the Premier League partnership split, which is happening. Interesting enough, a couple of years ago, the Barclays Premier League, as it was known, was partnered with Barclays. And they managed to revamp it themselves with bigger broadcasting rights, bigger sponsorship deals for the clubs. And they when Barclays ended its relationship, they didn't actually need Barclays because they were making more money off of television rights than anything else.
Exactly.
I think this might be a step moving forward, because let's be honest, that man of the match 1,500 check is actually an embarrassment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is an embarrassment.
I mean, I've seen worse. I've seen somebody who won man of the match for, I think it was one of the Telkom knockout matches, and he got 2 gigs of data.
I remember that.
It costs more to print that check to say 2 gigs than it does to actually give him the 2 gigs on his phone.
Exactly. I'm assuming that ABSA is taking a different approach to their business model. They're probably taking a different stance in South Africa, so they're kind of shifting, which is we could cry and say it's a bad thing, but it also opens up the Premier League to the PSL League to a different sponsor. Maybe a sponsor that speaks to the people. I mean, Capitec is amongst the highest followed bank in South Africa. Wouldn't it be nice to see the Capitec Premier League?
Oh, yeah, that would be nice. Is that, I was about to ask you, are there any that you would recommend moving forward? So Capitec Premier League sounds good. Marshall, are there any that you can think of?
Yeah, I think Capitec sounds nice. FNB.
The FNB Premier League.
Yeah. FNB Premier League.
Exactly. And we'll have the number one, we'll have the points scattered out into current balance and what you actually have.
So when you're in arrears, what we do is we deduct the points. The debit orders go off of your Premier League points.
Yes, exactly.